This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. Thank you so much for joining me. And this is a special episode as it's a preview of Fulham versus Hull City. But it's special because we actually have some breaking news. And I'm going to share that with you right now. If you're watching live, feel free to share any comments that you want about Fulham signing Rodrigo Muniz. It's now official. Fulham will put it on their website. Rodrigo Muniz signs for 5 seasons. With a club option for a further season. This is huge news that it is finally finalized for Fulham. The player that Fulham have been coveting for a very long time has now signed with the club. We'll be talking about that, or I'll be talking about that in a little bit. I do want to mention that my regular co-host, Yanis Janaeus, is coming back from holiday, so he'll be joining me next week. But I wanted to do this, I guess you could say, impromptu show. I was hoping to do a show about Hull City, but then, of course, we have this breaking news, and we're going to start with that. So please feel free to comment, if you're watching live, your thoughts on Fulham finally signing Rodrigo Muniz from Flamengo in Brazil. This is huge news. He was, again, coveted by several teams, including a team in Fulham's division, Middlesbrough, but he ends up signing with Fulham, and I think that there's a factor in that I'll be talking about in just a bit. I also want to mention a little bit later, we will be previewing Fulham versus Hull City. I keep saying we, I will be. I'm going at this solo once again. And thank you everyone for watching. Please do subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is on live on YouTube. It's also live on the Cottage Talk Facebook page and on my own Twitter account. And hey, what better timing? I actually timed this out right for a change because we have this breaking news. So again, let's start here. I'm actually going to read a little bit from, I guess you could say, the article on the Fulham website and quotes from Rodrigo Muniz. Again, this is right from the Fulham website. After finalizing the deal, Muniz said, "I'm pleased about this new challenge. I've always dreamed of playing in Europe, in a league like the Championship, and I'm very motivated to do a great job. Fulham is a very important club in England with much history. They presented me with an excellent proposal and a career project that was fundamental in my decision. Fulham is a traditional club in England, over 140 years old, and had great players who made their careers in different teams worldwide. It has a sensational structure and passionate crowd. Marco Silva is a great coach, young, and with great potential. He likes to work with young athletes, and I know that I will evolve a lot with him daily, together with my teammates. I hope to learn a lot from him, his staff, and my teammates as well." End of quote. So that's the quote from Rodrigo Muniz about his signing with Fulham. Like I said, huge news. I'm going to focus on this part of it because I think this is key. I don't think we should undersell this. I think Marco Silva had a great deal to do with this signing. And so, again, like I had just read, He talks about him being a great coach and working underneath him. I think this is huge for Fulham. That I think Silva really wanted Muniz, and now Fulham got their man, and he's a striker. Another option we do have, obviously, Mitro, but we need other options. We'll see how he utilizes Rodrigo Muniz, but this is exciting news. So feel free to share any comments that you have. I'm just going to share some comments I'm seeing. So we got Muniz. Let's see, Dave Clark. Great news, Russ. Yes, it is. Let's see what Steven Robinson is so happy. It's over the line. Another forward to help Mitro and a great addition to the squad. Steven, I think that's the point, because Mitro is an excellent forward, but we needed someone else. And I actually think he could potentially, the way he plays, based on what I've read and what I've seen, he could potentially work well with Mitro. And I think he has the right coach to do that in Marco Silva. And it's pretty obvious to me that he played a huge role in not only basically trying to get him to the club, I think he really wanted him to the club. And it sounds like Rodrigo is very excited to work with him. And again, this is another comment from Jake Silva, and this is the comparison that we've heard. Could he be like Richarlison? Richarlison 2.0? We will see. That would be huge, Jake, if he is. So we shall see. But again, this has been dragging on for a long period of time. It's interesting because I don't think he's in England yet. What we've been seeing reportedly, he was going to be in England on Tuesday. We'll see. I think this potentially is in Spain, some of the pictures that we're seeing. But this is huge news because now it's official. It's done. I've been waiting for this to get done. It's finally done. And when you look at Fulham's team right now, you add him to the mix. I think they're probably going to add other players. You know, the rich get richer. I'm just going to say that. I think Fulham are in very good shape going forward, and we'll see how he plays into it. Let's be honest, none of us have seen him play, but if he is the player that they hope he is, just another good addition for Fulham. So again, this is exciting news, and I'm going to just share more comments. Please have your comments. Keep them coming. I'll keep sharing them. It's exciting news. He's definitely an upgrade on AK-47. Hopefully Silva can find a way to play him and Mitro together. That's exactly where I'm going on this. And I will speak about Kamara in a bit, because I was going to mention on the last show, we just didn't have enough time a couple of shows ago, about Kamara leaving. And, you know, I'll mention that, but this could potentially be an upgrade. And let's just see what else the Fulham supporters are saying. Dan also has another contract. It's a long-term contract, great for long-term, which we needed. Dan, I totally agree. And listen, if for some reason this player does move along, it's a long-term contract, meaning that we should get a hefty fee for him. So I think this is a win-win. It's a five-year deal plus a club option. That's fantastic. I love the fact that they're doing these long-term deals. So let's just see here. And this is from my good friend Roger Lewis. Half his fee is covered by the AK-47 money. That's funny. That's actually a very good point there, Roger. Because, you know, we talk about all of the situations that Fulham have right now. You know, players coming in, players leaving. And, you know, how are Fulham able to do this? Well, they obviously are selling players. You know, again, selling Kamara does help. And I think they're being prudent with their money, making sure that they're making the deals that work best for them to stay within financial fair play. So, and here's a comment. Can we afford him and stay within FFP guidelines, or do we need to start selling? I don't think we need to start selling based on what I've heard. And as Roger just said, you know, again, we just sold Kamara. We might sell another player or two, but based on what I've been reading, I think Fulham have figured out a way to stay within FFP rules, make this signing and be okay. But again, only time will tell. But I don't think they made the Rodrigo Muniz deal without factoring in financial fair play. Let's just put it to you that way. Let's see what my friend Des Lynch has to say. Shouldn't be preemptive, but in my view, we should be signing players ready for the premiership, and hopefully he fits the bill. Des, see, that's my attitude. You get it, my friend. Because the problem that I think Fulham have had is that they've been signing players to get out of the championship, which I understand. but they need Premier League-ready players. Let's hope that Rodrigo Muniz is a Premier League-ready player. I think Carvalho is. I'm starting to feel that Harry Wilson is. We need more players just like this. So, and I'm going to say this, when we do go up, we'll be better prepared with players that can compete right away in the Premier League. I think the problem is we've had to keep on building a brand new team every time we go back to the Premier League. I think we need to be more ready. We need more Premier League ready players. Okay, very good. All right. So that's going to leave me now. Again, I'm happy about the news with Rodrigo Muniz, but just let's talk about a couple of other things before we talk about Hull City. And I want to talk about this because, again, are they linked? Potentially they're linked. Kamara leaves Fulham and goes to Greece. And, you know, let's just say, you know, Abubakar Kamara, love him or hate him, you know, he gave you 110%. He was like a bull in a china shop. He just, you know, again, he would just go forward and you never knew what he was going to do. He was very unpredictable. But in the end, I'm happy he was a Fulham player. We have some very good moments with Abubakar Kamara, and I do wish him the best in his future endeavors. I think Fulham got the most out of him. And I actually think it was time to part. I think this is a good move for his career and also for Fulham. And as Roger Lewis said, we got a decent fee for him. Part of that you can look at is going towards bringing in Rodrigo Muniz, which again is a huge signing. Okay, let's see. So thoughts on Kamara, you know, again, like I said, if you have any thoughts on Kamara, anyone watching live, feel free to share it. But I do wish him the best, and I hope everything does work out for Abubakar Kamara. Okay. The other big news, and I think that we need to talk about, is this. Fulham trying to re-sign Fabio Carvalho. I think this is a big situation right now. He's on the final year of his deal, and Fulham need to do everything that they can to sign this kid. And he might go on to greater pastures down the road, but they need to get something down before the end of the transfer window. I think they need to do it now because they don't want this hanging over their head going into January. And, you know, again, Peter Rutzler is reporting that they are, again, I'm paraphrasing, you know, that they are talking, the sides are talking. Let's hope a deal gets done. I think this is massive for the club to get Fabio Carvalho locked up long-term. They need to do it now. They should not be wasting time. Hopefully both sides are into it to make a deal happen and he'll be a Fulham player for the long term because we don't want this thing lingering. I don't want to see Fulham even tempted to sell him. I see the teams that are linked to him. Recently, I saw Chelsea linked him. You know what Chelsea can do on that. No effing way. And honestly, I'm doing everything I can to sign him, but I'm not selling him. I'm not selling him at all. I don't care what's being offered. You want this kid on your team. If you do not get a deal done by the end of the transfer window, you still hold on to him and you keep working to get a deal done. You just keep at it and hopefully you will get a deal done because he is very valuable, but I think he is very valuable right now to Fulham's season. I think it's very important. There's my friend Giannis. Giannis will be back next week. I look forward. That's great, Giannis. I love that comment. He'll be back next week. We'll be doing a preview show next week, me and Giannis. I miss Giannis. He's actually coming back from Cancun. Fulham for Champions League. Well, Giannis, I think you're going a little bit too far on that. Let's see what my friend Max says. Kamara's cross to Mitro at Swansea in 18-19 to win the game is one of my favorite moments from that season. You are right. That was an incredible moment. Thank you for mentioning that, Max. Good stuff. Okay. All right. One other thing that I want to mention before we really start talking about the match and really getting started with that, I do have a very quick Russ's rant. Every time I do a Russ's rant, it's something that it tends to be something that is really bothering me. And what this Russ's rant deals with is some podcasts I've been listening to, some fans of other sides just continually hammering the fact that Fulham have parachute payments and the other two teams that came down. Listen, If you got a problem with the fact that parachute payments play a role in the championship, your problem is not with the teams that have been relegated. Your problem is with the system, not with Fulham. It's not Fulham's fault. They're playing within the rules. They're doing as business is being done. That's the way I always look at it. So anyone that's got a problem with parachute payments, that's your problem. You know, listen, I could say I have a problem with the way the Premier League is run, that it favors the bigger sides, and that, you know, again, there are things that should be done within the Premier League. And I do think that, but I don't blame Chelsea. I don't blame Manchester United for that. It's a Premier League issue. This is an EFL issue and a Premier League issue. If you've got problems with parachute payments, it's not Fulham's problem. They should be taking full advantage of that, and they are, and they should be. So wah to the people that got an issue with that. That's your problem. Stop being babies about the fact that Fulham have this advantage. If you have the advantage, you take advantage of it too. So enough of that. All right. Coming up next, we're going to preview the upcoming match for Fulham against Hull City. Okay. So let's now get to it. Let's talk about this upcoming match. Fulham have been playing very well. And listen, they should be favored to win this match. And I'll give my prediction in just a few minutes. And if you got a prediction for Fulham versus Hull City, please do so. I'll share that at the very end. But I think this is a match that Fulham should win. Hull City are coming off a very bad loss to Derby County. And, you know, again, they started well, but they're a team that, if you look at it, Fulham should beat. Fulham should not be worried about playing against Hull City. They should be just be doing what they do, what they've been showing us. And listen, Hull City might hunker down, put everyone behind the ball. It doesn't matter. Fulham need to break them down and attack, attack, attack. And that's what I really enjoy about Marco Silva, is that it's this attacking mentality. Keep it going. Keep it going, Marco, because, again, you're going to win more matches than not playing the style that you are. I'm full favor of Marco Silva's style. And so, again, I'm very much looking forward to this match. It should be great on Saturday. I do think Fulham are going to win, but I'll give my prediction in just a second. But I'm going to share this with everyone. I'm curious what your starting 11 is. Here's mine. Let's talk about the Fulham starting 11. This is what I would go with. It doesn't mean that this is what Marco Silva is going to go with. I'm going to make a change at goalkeeper. Do you agree with me? Let me know if you agree with me that it's time to change for Marek Rodak. I mentioned this on the last show. I think it's time to make a change. I'm going with Marek Rodak. I'm going with Tete, Tosin, Ream, Anthony Robinson. I'm going with Seri. Seri, I think, has played very well. Ride with Seri. And apparently Josh Onuma should be good to go, so I'm going with Onuma. Fabio Carvalho, I'm going to go with Cavallaro. Bobby Decadova, Reed, again, according to Silva, should be good to go. And Mitro. That, to me, is a devastating starting 11. Again, could it be a little bit better with Harry Wilson? Absolutely. But it's still a very good starting 11. Listen, you could mix. I mean, think about the players you could add. You could add Anguissa if you want. You could go back to our goalkeeper right now. But I'm going with Rodak. I think it's time to make a change and bring in Marek Rodak. Okay. All right. So what are your predictions? So I'm gonna share some predictions, and I'll share one of my own. Let's see here. Let's go with Dominic Versace, Fulham 3-2. Alf Russell says 3-2. Let's see. So those are some of our predictions. Let's see what Dominic has to say. 100% agree on Rodak. Dominic, listen, nothing against our current goalkeeper. He makes me nervous. I think Rodak deserves a shot. Put him back in. I want to see if he can deal with managing his box better, just commanding it. Our goalkeeper right now, Gazzaniga, is not commanding his box. So I'm giving Rodak a shot. Okay. So let's end with a prediction for the match. Let's see what we got here. I'll give you my prediction. And I've seen some predictions I actually put up a post on the College Talk Facebook page, and most of them were for a Fulham victory, which I understand. And I'm going to do something that I don't normally do, which is I'm not a very good multitasker, so I'm going to try to pull up my poll and see what the results were. So I was asking for a prediction for the match, and I had 178 votes. A Fulham win was at, wow, was it 80%. Draw was at 6%. Oh, I'm sorry, it was at 89%. And draw was at 8%, and loss was at 4%. I think I'm probably missing a percentage point or two. But it's still largely in favor of a Fulham victory. And I agree with that. But before I give my prediction, let's see if I got any more predictions coming in. And I got them coming. Well, I'll keep sharing them. David Zodiac, 5-0 to Fulham. 2-0 to Fulham. Rodak to keep clean sheet in his first start of the season. Listen, I hope he does play. Let's see. I like that. All right, very good. Okay, so my prediction is actually going to be 3-1 to Fulham. I'm expecting a Fulham victory. I can't stand Hull City. Anyone that knows me knows I can't stand this side, and I want to see a Fulham victory, and I think it's going to happen. You know what? I'm going to go with a hat trick from Mitro. 3-1 to Fulham. I'm saying that they won't get the clean sheet, but I'm going 3-1 to Fulham. That is my prediction for the match. Well, this is a very abbreviated fast preview show with also breaking news of Rodrigo Muniz signing with Fulham, which is huge news. But I wanted to do a show. I know, yes, Russ, it's you solo again. I try not to do it that often, but I definitely wanted to bring you a show today, especially with the huge news that we have. But we will be back soon for another show. There will not be College Talk full-time because there is a scheduling conflict, but we will have a post-match show over the next few days. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of College Talk. I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to College Talk. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.